Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Cheryl Land. You have your girl, Saucy Wig Snatcher, aka Queen Savage, and I'm back with another episode. And this episode is off a past experience that I had, like, just the other day, dealing with my homeboy, whatever. So we chilling, macking, or whatever, and everything going good. And you hear knock, 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 knock at the door. I'm like, okay, what the hell? You got somebody coming to see you? But mind you, prior to that, he on the phone. I'm like, can you please get off your phone? Like, people getting mad for no reason. I'm trying to de-stress you, and they stressing you calling the phone. So as soon as I say get off the phone, boom, somebody knocking at the door. Everybody know me. I be with the shit. I'm not with it. Like, why would you pop up unexpected to somebody else? But whatever. This topic is based off of that story. So, this topic is basically why females feel like they have to have control over a situation after they break up with someone. Like, my friend's going through a lot right now, and I just be the best friend I could be right now in this hard time. So, I be giving some advice and opinions on certain stuff from a woman's point of view. And it's just like, okay, some things you do not do. It's like pros and cons. Like, when coming out of a relationship, you have time to work on yourself, or, you know, work on your career, and, you know, you could take care of your health, whether it's mentally, physically, financially, or all of the above. Like, you have to take time to work on yourself, and that would be like the best thing of happening coming out of a relationship if it's not working for you or the other person. And then the cons of it is you be worrying about the other person, stressing. What else? Like, stressing come with not eating, not sleeping, and then somebody harassing you, like harassment. Another con coming out of the crazy situation is that someone can be like, you know, they don't want to let you go. Like, they don't want to move on. With that being said, I say this to say that I don't understand why someone would want to come popping up at somebody's door talking about, oh, open the door. Like, they supposed to listen. Like, first of all, shorty, you had your chance and you blew it. So therefore, you blew your chance with this person. you want to feel like you have control over what the next person is doing, and that's not right. Like, females should sometimes take a step back and look at what they're doing in a relationship or a friendship to push the person to want to go and find something better. And I say this to say that I know how it is dealing with stress. Like, we all been there. I'm not trying to say it like I'm perfect or anything. Like, I never came out of a crazy relationship. But it's just, like, certain things I wouldn't do. Like, I'm not burning your stuff. Like, I'm not going out my way to, you know, damage your clothes or your property. But I can't lie, I did go there one time dealing with someone that I thought I loved. And it was just like, hold on. I wouldn't expect myself to be doing all these crazy things. And that's all because I wanted the person to do better. Like, I can't change who someone is as a person. All I could do is want them to do better, influence them to do better, and, you know, be there for them while they're doing better, you know, on a come up, on a stepping stone, coming up the ladder, or whatever. And I didn't want to move on past the dude or whatever, so I busted out the window. It's like I Jasmine Sullivan the building. I busted all six windows. They was like, oh no, don't look for her. She's not like that, you know. And I had to come to a realization, like, all right, if I'm trying to be with somebody, I'm trying to be with the person that's going to give me their undivided attention and don't cause no drama into my life. As well as if someone is dealing with me, I wouldn't want them to bring extra stress and drama into my life. So I just had this thought in my mind, like, why females want to control the situation. Like, us as women, we're nurturing, loving, and kind, but sometimes we do get controlling. But when you wake up and snap into reality, you will figure out that there's much more than harassing someone, stressing them, and you don't want to move on after they broke up with you, versus when they break up with you, you can work on yourself, work on your career, and get yourself in a good, you know, mind state, heart space, like healthy emotional thinking. And a lot of women are stuck living this dream. Like, I was living a dream too, but you have to put your dreams and make them reality. So think about it. If you have a nightmare, you wouldn't want to wake up to that nightmare every day. Like, you want to make the most comfortablest bed. Like, I told someone the other day, like, when life gives you bricks, you build houses. You feel me? Because if they give you lemon, you won't make lemonade. But a lot of people in this world want to throw stones, and they don't want to take a step back and look at why they're throwing the stones. But if they think about it, they need to just hold them stones and build houses and get something out of those stones that life has brought you. So I was just like, yo, is homegirl serious? Like, I'm thinking all of these different things because I'm just like, okay. Like, you said you wasn't talking to her no more. She calling your phone, you're answering. And I don't know, me as a female friend, you can talk to whoever you want to talk to, but just when we spend the time together, like, let me get that time. You have all the other time when I'm not around to talk to whoever you want to. So when I'm around, just at least give me that time of respect. You feel me? But shorty calling, FaceTime, trying to see who's in the crib with him, and all this other stuff. And I'm just laughing because it's like a real life movie. Like, think about it. Behind the scenes. Scene three. Action. Open curtain. Oh. Where you at? Who you in the house with? All these questions. And I just sit here and listen, like, okay, why are you on the phone though? Like, did she aggravate homeboy? So I'm just sitting back, and pimping how ladies do. Saying questions about feet or whatever. And I'm just shaking my head, smiling because it's funny, but it's not funny. Like, why certain men allow people that have no children or no influence or any motivation to what they're trying to do? Why men allow people like that to stress them? And I just don't get that. Like, is it entertaining? Like, do you feel like you're gonna solve someone's problems by entertaining their bullshit? Or do you wanna just tell them what they wanna hear so you can get something out of the bullshit they're telling you? I don't know. So I just be having all these little questions in mind. Like, please feel free to answer some of those questions. Like, people ask me a lot of questions every day, and I swear I don't have the answer to all. Some people have answers to the questions that I need, you know. So, you know, it's all about sharing information and knowledge. A lot of people don't like sharing information and knowledge. Like, they don't like to open their mouth and talk and say how they feel and stuff like that. And that's why sometimes females feel like they can have control over the situation also. Because if you're a man and you want something, like, you have to let it know what you want. Like, us as female, we automatically gonna say, like, yeah, I want this, I want this, I want that. But you guys as men, y'all have to say what y'all want also. Like, don't be scared to tell a woman what you want. Don't be scared, because all women are not the same. Like, 10% out of 90% of women really hold it down for their men, and they have a bigger way of thinking, because it's just like, all right, some women, some colored women know the bigger picture. Like how they say women always talk about, oh, men ain't shit. Men always say, fuck these bitches. And that's another saying I don't like. Fuck these bitches. Like, what? What does that saying mean? Like, I would have to analyze that saying and break it down for y'all. Because I really got to get down to that one. Maybe in the next episode, the topic could be fuck these bitches. Why men think it's okay to say fuck these bitches. But, yeah. It was just a crazy encounter I had about the situation. Like, I didn't like it. I wouldn't want anybody to go through that situation. I wouldn't want anybody to be the crazy one to pull up on somebody after they broke up with you. Like, that's crazy. Because I could have went out. I could have went out the door. And then I had to just be chained. Like, my friend chained me. He chained me. I'm like, okay. Heard you. I'ma listen to you, baby. I'ma listen to you, homeboy. You feel me? But it could have went down a lot worse. And ladies, it's not that serious. Like, we are overpowering these men. If you think about it, the ratio to men versus women is 1 to 3 women. So you being a female trying to keep your man or trying to be the best friend that you can be for a male friend, it's just like, try to help resolve the situation or relieve some stress prior to being the situation or being the stress. Think about it, ladies. This is your girl, Saucy Wig Snatcher. And let me know what you like about this podcast. If you disliked it, please let me know what I can do to improve my podcast, because as you can see, I'm a beginner and I'm trying to be winning. Thank you for listening. I'm out.